The Mind Aware, 488.
You know how Dana is always saying that feeling good is the most important thing you can do to build your business? Well, one way to feel good is to get a daily mantra sent to your email every day. You'll get new ideas for your own personal mantras, and these daily mantras will start your day with a positive jolt. To get your daily mantra, go to danawild.com/mantra or text 44222 with the word mantras. That's mantras with an S on the end. That's text number 44222 with the word mantras. That's M-A-N-T-R-A-S. Or just go online to danawild.com/mantra to get your daily mantra today. Start your day feeling good so you can take positive intentional action in your business.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here and welcome to the show. You know what we're going to talk about today? We are going to talk about time. The whole busy, busy, busy story. You know, I did one recently about somebody who felt like they didn't have enough time for their business a couple of shows ago. And I got a lot of questions about it. We got a lot of people writing and saying, you know, I know what you're saying, Dana. You're saying that action doesn't build your business. Mindset builds your business. But what does that even mean? Right? Like, we still have only 24 hours in the day and I still have to take action in my business. So how is it that I'm going to suddenly just build my business and grow my following with just my brain? Great questions, by the way, everybody. And if you have a question, you know, you can go to the danawild.com/askdana and check out the form there and fill out a form. Any question about your business, I'm happy to answer it. So let's address this. Let's talk about this in detail because it is a little esoteric and it is a little weird to think that, oh, all I have to do is just think happy thoughts and I'm going to grow my business. Why is it that I don't need quote unquote time? So I'm not saying you're not ever going to take any action in your business. Of course you are. I would like you to take what's known as intentional action. Feel good first, then take action. Right? So mindset is primary. So when I say mindset's the most important thing, what I mean is intentionally prime your mind in a way that you get better results. So let's say you don't have much quote unquote time to work your business, or you for some reason are very, very busy. You have a lot of commitments. In the little spaces that you do have, if you are intentionally thinking thoughts about how great your business is doing and how your business is growing, what happens is you open the creative pathways in your brain. And so you start to get access to better ideas. We don't get the brilliant ideas that make us a lot of money when we're sitting down hunkered in front of a computer, creating a PowerPoint or building out our funnel or building a website or some of those other things. That's not when the brilliant ideas come. Ideas that are really good, that are going to make you a lot of money, come when you leverage your mindset. They usually come to you in like the shower, right? Or driving on the highway, because that's when your mind is in a good frame. It's in a good state to receive those good ideas. So when I say make mindset most important, take 1 minute every day just to close your eyes and generate a positive feeling about how well things are going. Generate a positive feeling about the vision that's coming, the vision you have for your business. Take 1 minute a day and make a list of the things that are going right in your business right now. This is going right. That's going right. These things don't take much time. When you catch yourself in a little lull in the day, spend that time really generating feel good about your business, hopefulness about your business. Think thoughts like, things are going pretty good and I like it and I'm really hopeful for the future and I love that I can access good ideas during these little pockets of time. I like that I can leverage my mindset. Because here's what happens. Do I believe that you can just sit and think a happy thought and something will fall out of the sky? Yeah, I do. I do believe that will happen. But let's say you don't. Let's just put this in really practical standpoint, you know, really practical terms. Let's say you are spending a minute a day visualizing. 3 minutes, you're a rock star, right? 1 to 3 minutes a day, visualizing your future, your positive, awesome future, the way the world will look when you've achieved your thing that you want to achieve, how you're going to feel. Let's say you spend 1 minute a day, multiple times a day, throughout pockets of time that you have, sitting at stoplights or puttering around the house. And during that minute, you think about the things that are going right. Well, this went right. I listened to a really awesome podcast with Dana Wild. That was really good. She's got that show. This went right. A client called me. This went right. I handed out my business card to somebody. This went right. I thought of a great promotion, right? All of the things that go right, even if they're things like, I stayed pretty happy all day today. That's something that's going right in your business. Let's say during other times throughout your day, you're reminding yourself continually to stay aligned emotionally, stay happy, stay aligned, and telling yourself that your success comes from that emotional alignment. So I love, even though I have a busy life, even though my life is very full, I love that I stay aligned. I love that I keep myself in check. It's so fun to be emotionally aligned. I love that my money is made from feeling good. I love that my good ideas come from feeling good. I love that I have positive momentum. And when I have positive momentum and I'm feeling good, I take better action. I love that I'm feeling good more and more on a day-to-day basis. I love that that's what's growing my business. It feels so good to feel good because I know that when I feel good, I make more money. If you're saying those things to yourself, practically, you're showing up in the world in a better way. You're having better expectation. You're getting better ideas. And you know what? If you take that 1 to 3 minutes to prime your brain in that way before you sit down and do any actual quote-unquote work, you're going to fly through stuff. You are just going to fly through it. You're going to get it done. You're going to be in the zone. You're going to leverage the power of the feel-good because you're going to have primed your brain first. So I hope that that explains why I say over and over and over again, mindset matters most. Make it primary. Feel good. Feel positive. Take action. When you get this feeling, you're walking around, you're doing something, and then you get this feeling that's like, oh, I just had the best idea. Now take action. I would like it if all of the action in your business you took from that place of, oh, I just had the best idea. I'm so ready to do this. Mindset, mindset, mindset. Number one, make it primary, and make it primary by thinking in your own head. You can do it. You can focus one thought at a time, one sentence at a time. You can only think one thought at a time. I know it doesn't feel like that sometimes. All those voices going on, all those thoughts, it really is only one thought at a time. Ease yourself into better feeling places. Think one thought after another that feels good. Practice. Stay focused in this moment. You don't have to be a Zen monk and you don't have to check out of the world 10 hours a day. 1 minute increments. Just take those little 1 minute increments. And if you can't do that, do 30 seconds. Just start somewhere focusing and reminding yourself that feeling good is the single most important thing you can do to grow your business, grow your following, get better and better at this. All the time, get better emotionally, get happier, but get better ideas, show up better, and let that money flow. Build your business the fast and easy way. This is it. This is how you do it quickly and fun and enjoy your life and have time for everything. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?